Tav Lamed Dalev Sif Aleph. Acha B'dika Yeniza B'chomet Shemishayla Etzniyah. When you gather together the chomets and the dikas chomets, you have to be careful that which you found should be in a place which will not be spread out again. They should start with the kachevs, because if a child or an animal comes and takes it away, you're going to have to do a new dikas chomets. Kegoyin yitlenu achbar lefonov, or yim yafsel achmoy, kegoyin shiniach esek kikoyis, yim seteisha. Examples of cases which you have to make a new dikas is if a mouse came in and took away the chomets. You have to be concerned, maybe he put it somewhere else in his house, or he finds that some of the breads that he gathered together, he knew that he had 10 pieces, now he has 9, that means one disappeared, he has to do another bdikah to find the 9th. But if a person is not aware that anything changed, he doesn't have to assume that anything was taken away. If he covered up with a kli and then afterwards he didn't find it, then he could assume that no animal came, that the animals do not pick up kelim, they take things underneath it. But if it's in a place where children can get, then you may have to do another bdikas chametz because they do pick up these kelim. But once again, if it is covered by the kli and there's no children there, then you could assume v'adayodim lotloy, a person took it. So the proper thing to do is either cover it up with a kli or hang it higher up, so that no animal or child can get to it, or you can have a table, you put it in a box, should be in a place that it will not be taken away.